Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Ad Bosco. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Live stream viewers, thank you for being with us today. And of course, our television audience from across the world, America, Europe, Russia, Africa, wherever you are, know that God is with you, God is for you. And God is the author of the story of your life. He is the script writer, and things may not seem like it now, but I want to tell you that God will have the final say. He who began a good work in you will finish that work for His glory. If you believe it this morning, say a good amen and give somebody a high five and tell them your best days are ahead of you. Welcome those of you back from a holiday, those still on a holiday watching on live stream. We are awaiting your return with great anticipation. Amen. Amen. Smile at the people around you. Come on, this East Church, God's house, God's family. Your next chapter, your best chapter. Psalm 105, verse 17, the Bible says, He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free and made him lord of his house, ruler over his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly. Say it this day, because God responds to faith. Say it this day. Say, this year, I am going to increase greatly. Amen. In every area, your marriage, your family, the only thing that's not going to increase is your waistline. Okay. And he made them, except if you're pregnant. Okay. Amen. Every week I walk in, somebody else is telling me, Pastor, I'm pregnant. And thankfully, they're all married. Amen. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than the enemies. I want to talk about the story of your life this morning. How many of you like to read books? I, especially when I go on a holiday, I like to read novels. And like all of you, I like a good ending, a happy ending. Sometimes I read a book and the book goes in a chapter that I don't like. Somebody dies, a dog dies, a tragedy takes place, and it's like, I don't like this book anymore. And I'm tempted always to jump to the final chapter and to see how this thing ends, because I want a good ending. Amen. I want a happy ending. I actually don't like a movie that ends in a sad way. Well, we can jump to the final chapter of our lives and we can actually see what God has predestined us for, and that throughout eternity, we are going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. That means we win. But I don't only want to talk to you about the final chapter. I want to talk to you about every chapter of your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because sometimes we start at the beginning of the year and everybody's expecting the palace. And for some of you, there's a prison. For some of you, there's a pit. Oops. But I'm going to bring it into perspective this morning. Because your life is not about a chapter. Your life is about a story. And your life is not about a destination so much as your life is about a journey. So when you look at Joseph, like each and every one of us, he had a beginning and he had an end. He had a dream. And then he had the fulfillment of that dream, destiny. I'm sure many of the chapters of Joseph's life, he would not have chosen. When you interview Joseph as a 19-year-old and he was just sold into slavery and he's in Potiphar's house, belittled from being a privileged child to living in Potiphar's house, I'm sure if you interview Joseph and say, did you expect this? He would have said, not in your way, not in your world. I expected chapter one. That was a great chapter. Because I grew up as a privileged child. I grew up in my father's house. I was the blue-eyed boy. I had a technicolored dream coat. So the first chapter was great. I was my daddy's favorite. I went to school. I came first. Everything was just fantastic. Second chapter, I think Joseph would have written the second chapter as well. He had a great dream. Oh, we love to dream. And God has amazing dreams for all of us. Dreams are the way that God reveals the future to us, His plan, what He has for us. And John 10:10, Jesus said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace, not of evil. Or Jeremiah 29:11, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. John 10:10, I've come that you may have life and have more abundantly. So for each and every one of us, God has planned a great future. Can I have a big amen from you this morning? So chapter 2, he has this dream and he has the audacity to go tell his brothers who are jealous already. And chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't know how many chapters follow, 17 years of chapters that he would not have written. 17 years of setback, betrayal, hatred, conspiracy, slavery, moral defamation of character, lied about, imprisoned again, forgotten in prison until the time of God came to pass. So I think sometimes as Christians, we want to look at our lives in chapters and not the whole storyline that God has for us. And I want to say this, maybe jump ahead of myself a little bit. If you come to Joseph when he's in the palace and you interview him, and you say to him, do you think that all the chapters was necessary for you to fulfill your destiny? He would have said most differently. He would have had a different perspective on the chapters of his life at the end of his life, as we all do when we grow up. Even the things that were painful, the things that were hurtful, the things that we did not understand, the things that we thought we were not prepared for, but God was there. God kept us. God carried us. God sustained us. Then if you interview David or Joseph at the end of his life, he would have said, I never would have been able to fulfill this destiny if it wasn't for the way I entered my destiny. If it wasn't for the betrayal, you see, I did not become bitter through the betrayal. I became better. I embraced every season because I knew that God was with me. So yes, you may not understand it, but when he stood in the palace and his brothers came and they feared for their lives, Joseph said, I am in the place of God. And that's an amazing thing after 17 years of suffering to say, I am in the place of God. So when I talk to you this morning about the next chapter, your best chapter, I want to talk in the context of understanding the sovereignty of God in your life, and that God is in control of every season in your life. You say, Pastor, how can I say that? Because you are still alive, you are still breathing, and that means God is not finished with you. That means you still have a future, you still have a hope. You may be sitting in a pit this morning, in a pot this morning, in a prison this morning, but I want to tell you that God is in control of your life, and just like God scripted the life story of Joseph, God is busy scripting your life story. Oh, somebody that believes it, jump to your feet and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, you're not ready for this year. So it is not just the first chapter and the last chapter that matters. It is all the chapters in between, like we sang this morning. You write a beautiful story from the beginning to the ending, and I love that the songwriter put in an in between. Because we have a dream and we look at the end, and very often we're not prepared for the in-betweens. And I want to talk about how to live the in-between and how to make every chapter a beautiful chapter. Even the tragedy, even the disappointments, the betrayals, the setbacks. Think about Joseph for a moment, that he's like a privileged boy that grows up in a home that he goes to a private school. He has a car, he has a butler, he has everything at his beck and call. He's his father's blue-eyed boy. He is earmarked for success, and not only does his father earmark him for success, heaven earmarks him for success. And God gives him a dream, and then the chapters, the script begins that God writes. That's why I chose this scripture this morning in Psalm 105, because often we read about Genesis 37 and we don't see the context that the Bible says God sent a man as a slave. I mean, but Pastor, I had this dream to start my own company, and now I'm just working as a secretary, or I'm working as a waitress, or I'm working in a temporary position. You better believe that God is in control. You better believe that God is the story writer of your life. You better believe, just as God was scripting and God wrote the story of Joseph's life, that God is writing your story. The valleys, God is in control. The mountaintops, God is in control. The midnight hour, God is in control. The sunlight hour, God is in control. When summer shows up, God is in control. When winter shows up, God is also in control. Because God is always there. He is a present help in times of need. So I want to encourage you this morning. Because we are so different in the context of our journey, our calling, our appointment. It would be inaccurate for any preacher just to say, this year everybody's going to reach the palace. No, some of you will. But some of you are being prepared for the prison. No, Pastor, I don't want to hear that. I want to go see a prophet and I want to change what you just spoke over me. Well, I don't just believe in a year. When we say 2020, we're not putting our lives in isolation. We are putting our lives in context of what God has called us to, which is to live for eternal purpose. And that is why I shared what I shared last week. So for some of you, you need to go, maybe you need to go find a job and not try and start a company. Some of you have to accept that which you seem to be beneath you. Because you also grew up in a privileged home and you're not ready for servanthood, but God knows without servanthood you will never be the great leader that God calls you to be, so that you can change the world and not be self-centered, egotistical. So there are some things God has to get out of you, and He's the author of that chapter as well, so that He can use you for His glory. Say a good amen, somebody in this place. At any time, Joseph could have crawled in a hole and got stuck in a place of cynicism, bitterness, resentment. I mean, his brothers, his flesh and blood conspires to kill him. His brothers, his flesh and blood, the Bible says, hated him. It's one thing when you're attacked from afar. It's another thing when you're attacked by somebody that's very close to you. Jesus was betrayed by somebody very close to him. And that can get to you. But he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You have to walk in forgiveness in 2020. You can't allow what happens to you to determine who you become. You can become better in 2020 and not bitter in 2020. You can become stronger in 2020 and not weaker in 2020. It doesn't matter what life throws your way. You can go through whatever comes on your doorstep, because God is not about to abandon you. He will write this chapter as well, and it will be a beautiful chapter. And your story will be a beautiful story, and God will give you grace in the most difficult times of your life. Even if you cannot see God at work, God is working behind the scenes. You better keep your heart focused in the right place. Hallelujah. I mean, there's nothing cheap about this journey with God. It is real. And for us that are beyond maybe 50, we have seen that life is not always this perfect little script that we would have written ourselves. But as you journey on in life and you look back at things that happened, you realize that maybe it wasn't God's perfect plan, but even in the mishaps of your lives, the failures of your life, the betrayals of your life, God was there. And if you allowed God to be in control, you would become a better and a stronger and a more caring, compassionate, loving individual that God could use for His greater glory to reconcile mankind back unto God. And that is what Joseph says when he's in the palace in Genesis 50, maybe one of the most powerful scriptures, when his brothers are afraid for their lives because they sold him. They planned to derail him. They planned to destroy him. They sold him into slavery. And he says, I'm in the place of God. Wow. After 17 years of trial, tribulation, chapter upon chapter upon chapter, he says, I'm in the place of God, for God sent me before you. Listen now, not for me, but for you. What happened to me through you was for you, so that God could use me to bless you. So I am now going to be the blesser of my enemy, the life giver of the one who tried to derail me. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to allow bitterness and resentment because of the obstacles. Because in any journey of life, we deal with people, and inevitably, there will be betrayal, and there will be false accusations, and there will be hurt, and there will be disappointment, and there will be things that happen that if we do not fight God in the midst of quote unquote craziness, we become just survivors. And that's one thing Joseph wasn't. He embraced every season. He embraced the good, the bad, and the ugly. He believed what Paul only writes about much later in Romans 8, verse 28. We believe that all things work together for good to those who love God and to them that are called according to His purpose. We believe that all things work together for good. All things work together for good. All things work together for good to them that love God who are called according to His purpose. So we are not here just to run another chapter. We are yet to allow God to write the chapter of our lives that He knows we need so that we can become the vessels of honor when we reach the palace. The Bible is very clear that God's ways are not our ways. And as much as we think we can figure God out, we cannot. What we can do is to trust. What we can do is to trust. The Bible is very intentional. Three things I want to highlight on this morning. We don't have a lot of time, but this is such a powerful message. Three things that God highlights and in the life of Joseph, and specifically in the low moments of his life. I love this, that the Bible is very clear to say, and the Lord was with Joseph. I mean, that's the game changer. That is the game breaker. That is the only thing that keeps you safe in the world of chaos and confusion when things don't go the way that you expect them to go. You need to know that the Lord is with you, that God is for you and God is not against you, that God is on your side, so that when you go through chapter 13, whatever that is, it's like, what am I doing here? Where are you, God? The Lord is with you. You need to know and believe that God is with you. The Bible says when his brothers conspired to kill against him, God used Reuben. When enemy tries to destroy, when the enemy tries to destroy you, God's always going to use somebody to defend you, somebody to pray for you, somebody to be your advocate. And I want to tell you, 2,000 years ago, God sent his son Jesus Christ to come and to face all hell of Satan so that you can be blessed, so that you can be free, so that you can be victorious. Oh, come on, somebody, if you love Jesus this morning, CRC, at the beginning of 2020, you can jump on your feet and you can give this great God an amazing praise in this place. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, give him a bigger praise than that, because you can. So when these brothers conspired to kill him, there was Reuben. And Reuben says, let us not kill him. Let us put him in a pit. Because his intention was to take him to his father later on. So there's always somebody that God will use to intervene. When he was thrown in the pot and he was sold into slavery, and a ruler in the house of Pharaoh bought him, or a captain of the army, by the name of Potiphar, he was sold into slavery. You can study it in Genesis 39. The Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. So my word for you in 2020 is, 2020 is going to be the best chapter of your life so far. Whether you find yourself in a pit, whether you find yourself in a pot, whether you find yourself in a prison, the Lord is with you, and God will give you favor, and God will make the area where you are to be blessed for your sake in the name of Jesus. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you to the end of time. Amen. So maybe you're not going to get the deal that you think you're going to get, but God's going to give you a different break. Remember, Jesus never promised you a life of peace. He did promise you peace in the midst of chaos. It's a big difference. Sometimes things happen that want to unsettle us, but we should never allow our hearts to become unsettled. David says, my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So God is with him in the pot. Then part of his wife lies about him. He is defamed morally, falsely accused. He's thrown into prison. And again, I love it. Genesis 39, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and God gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. In every instance, in every chapter, every season of Joseph's life, the Bible is very intentional to show that God's presence is there, that God is the author, that God is the script writer of Joseph's life, not just the dream, not just the palace, but the in-between. And it's often the in-between that we struggle with, because the Padre preacher comes and he says, 2020 is going to be the best year of your life, and then your next chapter, the best chapter, and you say, I'm sitting in a pit. Well, the pit can become the best chapter in this season of your life if you embrace it and if you trust God. Oh, come on. Give the Lord a praise today. Hallelujah. Think back over your life, how many, when you were 20 years old, maybe you're 16, but you're also going to get 50 one day. And we're not cynical when we're 50, but we look over our lives and we see, but God was there. And you see the hand of God in the difficult seasons of your life. And I want to say this, if God was with you in the pot, why will he not be with you in the prison? He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He promised, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6. So that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Matthew 28, in the final words of Jesus, he said, lo, I am with you to the end of time. So wherever you are, whatever you are facing, God is with you. When you're on the mountaintop and you're praying fire down from heaven, and God answers you with fire like Elijah, God is going to be there. When you find yourself in a valley of discouragement, then God will come with his comforting, reassuring voice to say, I am still with you. And this time you don't even have to walk. I'm going to carry you. And that's why this will be the best chapter. Because in this season you will learn what you cannot learn in the palace. In this season you will change. I will refire you. I will refine you. I will purify you. But I've not forgotten you. I've not abandoned you. My plan and my purpose for your life is still yea and amen. And will still come to pass. I am writing a beautiful story for your future. Shout amen in Jesus' name. In spite of the tragedy, in spite of the disappointment, in spite of your personal failure, people may give up on you, but God never will. Never ever will God give up on you. He's going to keep on writing a chapter. And like any author, we've all watched certain series, and then it's like, what were you thinking, Mr. Author? The hero just died. I'm sure the disciples felt the same when Jesus died. They thought, what are you thinking, God? Our Savior is gone. Our God is gone. What are you thinking? But God was in control of his perfect plan, that which he predestined before the foundation of the earth. And God is in control of your life, and he has a perfect script for your life. I want to tell you, and the only way you're going to see that plan fulfilled is by walking with him, not religiously. By trusting God. You know, we don't have to cause our own tragedy. Tragedy just happens. I mean, it breaks my heart, especially when a young parent loses a child, because no child should die before their parent. I saw the grief that it brought to my mother. I see the grief it brings to families when a loved one dies unexpectedly. And yet, like David, he chose, even in his failure, even in his judgment upon his son, he chose to see the goodness of God. And he said, this season, it's a bad season, but I know this, my son cannot come back to me, but one day I'm going to go back to him. And Joseph, or David, rose from the grave ground, and he washed himself and he anointed himself, and he continued in the destiny that God has for him. Can I say an amen? Come on. Don't allow what you are facing or going through to define your destiny and your future. Every chapter can be the best chapter of your life if you embrace the season that you find yourself in. I mean, we dream and then we talk about the palace, and it's the in-between that is the most important. And really, if you we read Joseph chapter Genesis 37, 39, it's three chapters, but it's 17 years. I mean, young people get agitated or frustrated. They're in the band for 3 years, and because they're not the band leader, they want to go find another church because nobody's recognizing him. Who recognized Joseph? And if your dream is authentic, it's good for you to suffer a little bit. Bible says no suffering seems joyous at the present time, but it produces fruit of holiness and righteousness over a period of time. Now, we're not talking about sickness and disease. We're talking about learning to go with God and to die to self and to believe that even if you cannot get your own way, that God is still in control and you're still going to be in church and you're still going to say God is good and you're still going to worship God and you're still going to praise God. Whether you're in the valley or the mountaintop, you still say the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Come on, whether you get R1 million or no money, God is good and His mercy endures forever. Whether you live in a mansion or a squatter camp, God is good and His mercy endures forever. Whether you're a privileged child in South Africa or an unprivileged child, previously disadvantaged person in South Africa, you still say God is good and His mercy endures forever. I have a future. I have a hope because God is with me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? Shout amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So number one, you have to believe that God is with you. Believe it. That God is with you always, wherever you are. 2020 will be a great year and will be the best chapter of your life because God is with you. Number two, believe God is in control and work with God in 2020. First thing you have to work on is your attitude. Guard your heart with all diligence. Don't get bitter. Don't get even. Forgive. Joseph never could have been the person God called him to be if he harbored bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness in his heart towards his brothers. You have to let go of the hurts of 2019. Can I have an amen? Amen. You have to believe God is in control and that God's grace is sufficient for that season of your life. When my brother passed away, I watched these two boys. I mean, he was really their hero and they were young. The one was just finishing school. The other one was just studying architecture. And I saw how their father, that was such a pillar in their lives, suddenly snatched away, how God intervened and how both those boys matured and grew overnight amazingly. Because in their crisis, in their tragedy, that which they never would have scripted themselves, written themselves, that my dad is going to die when I'm 19 years old, they never would have. But they never allowed that to define who they were. The one became the top architectural student, the other one the top chartered accountant student, and they've turned that tragedy into something positive. They decided, I'm going to be better than I ever could be. I'm going to take responsibility. Even if I don't understand this that happened to our family, I believe that God is in control and my dad is in heaven, and I'm going to make a difference in this world. Come on, young people, somebody that lost a parent, come on. You give God praise and you work harder. And you go stronger for God. Paul says, we've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. He says, we're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't been broken. Nothing could break Joseph. When Paul cried out to God three times because of the challenge he was facing, and maybe it was in the natural too heavy for him to bear, God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is perfected in your weakness. And Paul says, I would rather rejoice in my weaknesses, in my sufferings, because when I am weak, then I am strong. When we pick up a storybook, We all like this, I think. Maybe when you're older, you look for true stories, not just novels. And you learn more from how people overcame adversity than just a perfect story. Matter of fact, this whole Bible is a book of stories of people that overcame. But we all pick up a storybook, and we really want to read a story often that reflects our lives, that reflects us back to us. Well, when you read the Bible, you will see it is a beautiful story that God has for His people. It's a story of hope. It's a story of deliverance. It's a story of a blessed future. It's a story of wholeness. It's a story of restoration. It's a story of freedom. It's a story of vision. It's a story of purpose. It's a story of being part of a greater plan. And that in that Bible, I discover that I've been predestined by God to be alive now, and that I count it all joy when I go through various trials, tests, and tribulation, because I know that in the New Testament, God is in control of the story of my life. Something may take a little bit longer, but God is still writing that story. So I'm not going to abandon hope. I'm going to work with God. I'm going to work with the grace of God. And I know, number three, God will make all things beautiful in its time. There is a perfect time, the Bible says. Joseph was released from prison at the right time. In Acts chapter 1, when the disciples cried out to Jesus, because they were more concerned about the natural kingdom of Israel than really understanding what Jesus came to bring, which was a spiritual kingdom, which did not come with observation, which was not defined by geographical boundaries, by culture. So, as a nation, they were under the Roman Empire, oppressed, and they always, even after the resurrection of Jesus, they still wanted to see Israel, the Jewish nation, being restored to full glory. And they asked Jesus, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own hands. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there is a time, there is a season for every purpose under heaven. Verse 11, the Bible says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. So my dear friend, 2020 can, I say can, because you have to allow God, you have to trust God, you have to believe. We're not talking about some cheap revelation, we're talking about life. Life secured by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We talk about the reality of living this life and keeping pace with God, His plan, His purpose, and allowing Him to be the author and finisher of our faith. So 2020 can be, and I say will be, the best chapter of your life. Listen, for this season of your life. Because we may be reading the same book, but I'm in chapter 21 and you're in chapter 3. But we can all look at the book, the Bible, the story, the vision, the dream that God has for us corporately, but then individually as well, and know that the final chapter has been decided, and it's the in-between that we have to navigate. The in-between that Jesus says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you again. I send the Holy Spirit to lead you in the chapter, which is so detailed for each and every one of us. Your marriage, so specific. Your career, so specific. Your purpose, pre-planned, designed by God. So 2020 will be a beautiful story. Come. 2020 will be a year of heaven if you allow God to be in control. Whether you find yourself at the dream, I mean, and that's fantastic to dream, and we should never allow the dreams to die. But I remember when God's fire touched me, I was just going to change the whole world and be a big crusade evangelist and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And God sends me to Lady Brain for 6 people, and I thought, this is not my story. The first time I was betrayed by people close to me, I thought, but this is not the story that I wanted when things happened, tragedy. This is not the story. But I thank God that I've always relied on an inner peace, a knowing that even when things are out of control, that God is in control. And I want to say that to you this morning, that you are not just one of a billion. God is a very personal God, and God has written a storybook for each and every one of you. And He wants to lead and guide you through the pages of that story. He wants to lead you through the times of hurt, the times of loneliness, the times where you feel discouraged, the times of sickness, the times of happiness, the times of victory. He wants to lead you every step of the way. Therefore, I can say with full assurance and total confidence that 2020 will be the best chapter of your life, because God will be with you, and God will guide you, and God will lead you, and God will have the final say in your life in 2020. In Jesus' name, if you believe it, say a good amen.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer.
Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you today that you accept me just as I am. I thank you that I can accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Today I choose to accept you, to make you the Lord of everything. Father, I believe that you died on the cross for all my sins. And I believe that you rose again and live forevermore. Today, I am a brand new person. The old has passed and the new has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.